The recent floods in Unities have significantly contributed to deforestation, primarily by inundating forested areas, which leads to the death of some trees due to waterlogging. These floods displaced local communities, increasing their dependency on nearby forests or trees for firewood, construction materials, and food, thereby accelerating logging activities. The extensive flooding also erodes topsoil, making the land more susceptible to erosion and hindering forest regeneration. Currently, the policy we have in South Sudan are very inadequate. Government actions are constrained by limited resources, the ongoing conflict, and the weak enforcement mechanisms. While some programs aim to tackle environmental issues, they frequently lack integration, sufficient funding, or community involvement. The policy would encompass community-led reforestation as sustainable land management and improve early warning system for flood and climate-related hazards, development of climate-resilient infrastructure such as embankment and drainage system, promotion of climate-smart agriculture practices, support for alternative livelihood to reduce pressure on forest resources, and enhancement of local capacities for sustainable natural resource management and legal frameworks that safeguard forests and natural flood buffer zones like wetlands.